This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Habayim. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Lamed Beis. We're at the very end of Se'if Chafhei. Se'if Chafhei. Let's see the words of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that on the third line on page 98, Aval lahafrid ha'isyes hadvukos achar shekasa lefneim shaper dami, to separate letters that are attached after you wrote before it, meaning after you continue writing, that is permitted. That's not a violation of kesidron. The kivan sha'ois tsurasa aleha, since the letter basically has the tsura kishemafrida mechaverto lehavik kaisev. When you're separating it, it's not like writing it. It's not even chak tuchais. V'adin shemloi hoyu mixas yudin sha'al ha'alfin v'ashinin v'ainin v'ragle ha'tovin noigin b'guf ha'ois. Let's say there's a hairline fracture in a situation of the aleph, the shin, the ayin, or the foot of the tuf, and they don't touch the guf ha'ois, v'tinok d'loi chakam v'loi tipish makiram, and a child who is not smart, he's not foolish, he could recognize it. She'afal pi shekasav lefneim yachal lachzor ulasaknam. You could fix them. And this is a chiddush noira, because here the letter is completely puzzle. It's not, the yud is not attached. The yud is not attached. The yudin of the aleph, the shin or the ayin, is not attached. So even though you wrote after it, yachal lachzor ulasaknam, you could go and you could fix it. The kivan de tsuras ha'ois hoisani keres, since the image of the letter was recognizable, leka mishum kesavan shalai kesidran. There is no problem of the fact that you wrote it shalai kesedar. Okay, this is where we're up to. V'yesh mi sha'omer. There are those who say. Okay, so one second. Let's see. Picture number two. In picture number two, where the yud of the aleph is not nikar lahedya, you see in the cam scam they fixed the sever. But just imagine if there's like a hairline fracture over here where it's not nikar lahedya. Let's see if I can make it bigger. Yeah, if you make it bigger, you see that it wasn't originally connected, or the shin wasn't connected, or the ayin wasn't connected, or the tuf wasn't connected, so then it's okay. Let's see the mechaber. V'yesh mi sha'omer. This is going to be picture number three. Dehu adin im chutra deches lamala ein noigin zelaza. The same thing would be if the hump of the ches. You see, in the scam, they fill in the gap. But imagine if there's like a little hairline sever over here, and you want to fill it in. Ach ein nikar lahedya preidasan. It's not attaching. It's not attached. It's not touching. But it's not outright recognizable. Afal pi shahatinoik koirei shnei zainin. Even though the tinoik reads it as two zayins, mutar lahadbikan. You're allowed to connect it. So this is a very big chiddush, because here you call in a kid and you say, kiddo, what does it say there? It's two zayins. Now, it could be the kid would say it's two zayins even when it is connected, because it's very hard to recognize it as a ches. But the kid reads it as two zayins. But it's not nikar behedya that it's not connected. Then you're allowed to connect it, and it's not an issue of shaloi kesidron. That the mashmois is, if it was nikar lahedya that it's not connected, then you would not be able to connect it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Kufchav Gimel V'yesh Mishomer Ein Ka Machloikis. The Yesh Mishomer is not a machloikis. It's just rak chiddush din. It's just a chiddush in halacha. Lahedya dim ha yinikar lahedya. If it was outright recognizable, hareza evsida ikar tsuras. It's missing the ikar tsura. Uchemeshik Sivkatan Kufchav. mutar l'arbikon de'ein ha'tinok murgo b'ches kazeh. A tinoik is not accustomed to such a ches. Afilu hamuchshar kesikunoi yikreel bezainen. Even a real ches he'll read as two zayins. So the fact that this he sees as two zayins does not mean it doesn't have the ikur tzura. He's just not familiar with the ikur tzura. Sif chavav im oisiyos shel shem devukos yachal hafridam. If the letters of Hashem's name are connected, you could separate it. So let's see what this means. If the letters of Hashem's name are connected. Let's say Kael, the Aleph is attached to the Lamed, or the Eloi Keichem, the Aleph is attached to the Lamed here. Or the Chaf is attached to the Mem. Okay, so you're allowed to separate. It says in Mishnah Berurah, Devukais, Bein Lamala, Uvein Lamata, that's only if it was attached at the time of writing. This is only if it was at the time of the writing. Now, what does it mean at the time of the writing? As opposed to if it happened afterwards. In other words, let's say you have a very expressive Bal Koyre who likes to expectorate his saliva on the Sefer Torah, which is usually the main cause of psulim in Sefer Torah, then it would be a different story. But if it's at the time of the Ksiva, you're allowed to scrape it off. If it happened after the Gemara Ksiva, you cannot separate it. Should we be brave? Yeah, take a look at the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha says, "Im oisio shel shem, ayin b'mishmor shegatz v'ani milu shenidbeku shenidbeku v'chulu." This comes to the Noid Bihuda and your Ardesim Kuf Samatelsk Mashigoshon Atam. What's the reason? Maybe the reason is like the second answer, the Beis Yosef, that you need mukaf gvil only be'es haksiva. The Bir Halacha says if you're mesupik when the debook happened, you could separate it al sveksveka. Maybe it happened be'es haksiva, and even if it happened after, there is a shita that it's okay after. Okay, let's see Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Kuf Chav Zayin Lahafridan. I, you're being moichek es Hashem ve'ein bo mishum iser mechika kivan shemesakein b'zeh. This is not mechika, you're fixing. One second, so which picture is this? It has number 6. So this is not considered mechika. I guess let's say in this case over here, you have the word pen, and you have the word yud kei vav kei. So you want to disconnect the pen from the yud kei vav kei. V'koshkein v'hayud v'kos o'osiyas acheroys. Certainly, if it's not the name of Hashem itself that's connected, but rather there's another word attached to it, because you're not affecting the name of Hashem, you're affecting a different letter. As long as that you're careful that the knife doesn't touch in the nekuda achroina that's mudbekes with Hashem's name. So what does that mean? So let's say in this case where the word pen and Hashem is touching. So you want to make a sever between it. So it seems like you just want to be careful that you don't actually scrape away from Hashem's name. It sounds like you want to err on the side of caution. You'll leave a tiny little shtickle on top of the hay left, meaning because you don't want to get into the name of Hashem. You don't want to be moichek in the shame. I believe that's what it means. Okay? So that is yesterday's Mishnah Berurah. If you could bear with me a few more minutes, we'll do the rest of this page, which is very small.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.